What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. Truth enlightens the mind, but won't always bring happiness to your heart.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I'm trying to do my Tom Kane voice. I think that was I didn't notice this the first time we watched, but I think that was our first look ever at the people of Christophsis, who just look like humans with swanky clothes. On the episode guide for this episode on StarWars.com, they talked about how the clones were originally in the script going to have like their own battle droid that would help them fight off the battle droids, but they were like, this is too confusing.
Yeah, having... visually that would be awfully confusing.
Yeah.
I like the buildings on Christophsis. It looks like the Emerald City.
Wizard of Oz.
In Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I wonder if that's what they modeled it after.
I think in our review of this episode... while we've been doing the rewatch, we speculated on why they found Christophsis to be so important, the Separatists.
Mm-hmm.
And we guessed that it's because it's full of kyber crystals and the Separatists are in the middle of building the Death Star already. So they just kind of like they started needing kyber crystals, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, all their buildings look like kyber crystals.
Yeah.
Almost.
To jump back a second, so he just called in a clone called Hawk, and then he literally has a hawk painted on his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people always get so upset. Not people. Some people always get upset when you hear about, like, hawks aren't in Star Wars.
Oh.
I remember when Captain Cardinal became a thing, people mm-hmm. were like, cardinals aren't in Star Wars. It's like, well, I guess neither are falcons or the ebon hawk has always been a thing. And
yeah,
there are literally ducks on Naboo.
Yeah, just because we haven't seen them yet doesn't mean they don't exist in the Star Wars universe.
I think there's a meme online somewhere of it's like that meme of the guy and the girl in bed and the girl's like, he's probably thinking about another girl, and then he is thinking about something completely different, and I think it reads, if there are ducks on Naboo, but Mace Windu says that we're being sent on a wild bantha chase, does that mean there are ducks in Star Wars, but not geese? Sometimes I wonder things like that.
Yeah. That meme is our life.
I'm just constantly preoccupied.
That's brutal.
Just like rip his head off.
Like I realize he did it to take the head, but like when I first saw it, it looks like he just like
decided to do it.
Decided to rip his head off.
I more like the idea that he just did it and was like, "Oh, look, I have this and we can use it now."
Oh yeah, I guess I can take this with us.
that arabesh that you saw briefly on the droid's head just reads tactical. Just so you know what kind of droid it is. As we record this, so next week is when the Geonosis update to Battlefront happens.
Ooh, and, yeah.
Obi-Wan comes out. So far, they've only revealed his, like, I guess, robe mm-hmm. costume, but I really hope that they put a Jedi armor in there.
Yeah.
For him and Anakin.
I mean, they've got to.
Yeah. I really like the idea of having to find one suspect in an army of people who look identical.
Yeah, it's the perfect hiding place.
Yeah. It's also nice to see the clones having to just do things for themselves. Can't rely on the Jedi. I'm always a fan of the stories that are about non-superhero people.
Yeah.
I like that their plan is to just drive on in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the episodes that really, like, emphasize the human aspects of the clones mm-hmm. and their ability to make decisions and figure stuff out on their own.
Yeah, I just like one of the overarching themes of the series is that the clones are people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're treated like they're not.
They've got some, like, pin-up girls yeah. in their rooms.
I love the later episode where someone literally has a pin-up drawing of Padme. And Anakin's
oh,
like...
Oh, are those the handmaidens?
Yeah. And Anakin is, like, not happy about it. But he can't say anything because that would give away
the... Blow their cover.
Yeah. So technically, chronologically, this is the first time that we've met Ventress.
Mm.
I wish they would redo or reintroduce some stuff from canon or from Legends to like give them a canon introduction. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we used to have the Tartakovsky
mm-hmm.
series. But now we don't. And I'm like, I want to know how they met. I wonder how well the clones can identify each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, let's say that they all had the same haircut and facial hair. Like, when they're freshly born, can they point out who's who?
I don't know.
I guess they do in the episode Rookies, and they all look identical.
Mm.
I like that the clone that's a little bit, I don't know, sociopathic
mm-hmm.
is named Chopper, just like the sociopathic droid.
Yeah.
Am I weird for thinking that that's not that messed up?
No, I don't think it's that bad.
I guess it depends on whether, I mean, another thing that Star Wars, especially lately, has been doing is saying droids are sentient.
Yeah.
So I guess when you look at it like that, it's a little weird, but.
They're also just kind of metal parts.
Yeah.
It's not like teeth or hair.
Call him a kid, it's like you're the same age. They're all like, well, I guess we're done, we're not gonna help.
Well, they're all pretty stunned.
Yeah.
Not the books.
You really moved fast on all that.
Yeah, he did a lot of damage.
I guess he had the time to do that while they were trying to figure out, like, how to narrow it down, while they figured out that it was someone in Slick's battalion.
Mm-hmm.
Stop flirting, guys.
All the flirting between her and Obi-Wan is like...
I wish Anakin would say something about it.
Yeah.
All right, they were helpful. And they still got their AT-RTs. And those always seem to be right where you need them.
Yeah.
General Warm Loathsome has one of the best Star Wars names ever. Bad guys always have great names. Loathsome. Warm Loathsome. I feel like they weren't that subtle about
yeah.
noticing things.
It's interesting that they point out how similarly they all think, or they would think.
That's true.
In situations.
I wish he had done like those clomp, clomp, clomp noises as he pretended to walk away. I'll just be going then. Bye, Cody. I like that he has a point, kind of.
Yeah. So this is the first we've seen of any of the clones kind of like wanting to rebel
mm-hmm.
against their orders.
I try to pay attention to the rest of the series and see if that happens again.
Yeah, you'd think a lot more of the clones would feel that way and kind of like want to rise up.
Yeah.
And I don't know, form a union thing.
That would have been the better way to go about it, Slick.
Yeah. Yeah, so interesting episode.
Agreed. There you go. The hidden enemy. Thank you guys for listening, like every week. And thank you for being patrons, like every week. Also, it's Thanksgiving weekend right now. So yeah. Happy Thanksgiving if you're American and celebrate it. Or, you know, happy Thanksgiving if it's not.
Either way.
We're grateful for you.
Yeah.
Thanks again, and may the Force be with you. Done.